So Wilton Bonecrag, like, he was able to survive the punch of the fucking rowdy bartender Bertolt, and he won a silver piece from a swindler in the game at the
Who's Bertrand? Is that you, Casey?
He's the bartender.
Okay.
He's the sloppy the sister. You guys have known him for fucking years.
Oh, yeah, yes.
Slop-top.
Yeah. Question him. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, you guys are the slop tops. You know all about him.
Oh. Not very charismatic. He's a cunt. But anyway, sorry. Continue.
He's kind of a
You're
dick.
Asleep.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Yeah.
He's a dick. He's not asleep. He's not even knocked out, but hold on.
Oh, I thought he was.
So,
I'm sorry, Matt. That was a
So Wilton Bonecrag, you're going to get plus one XP, and you're going to get a plus one permanently to your constitution score.
Hell yeah.
Oh, nice.
That's to your main constitution number.
So you said plus one to experience?
Yeah, you get one experience point, and then you get one to your constitution score. So what is your constitution now?
It's at 12 with a plus one.
Okay, so it's going to go up to 13, which I believe still has a plus one. So Daigle Scott Hatch, he attempted to create some diversions and weave a web of lies. So you did manage in convincing the guards to stop chasing towards a new Freeman, right? You succeeded on that. Yeah, so that was good. And
he helped me out until he passed out.
Yep, and you were caught as the last person remaining near the corpse, like, in the bar brawl, which is the reason why you were taken
away by
the guards.
He tried to fight, but he did pass out. That's two. Like, you know, he did try to fight. He just passed out.
Yeah, again. Okay, and so you're going to get plus two experience points for that, and you'll get a plus one to your charisma. We're at Edgar Nolum. Edgar Nolum, he probably feels pretty bad about his aunt dying. He discovered his aunt's corpse, but he did manage to murder the cultist responsible for it. So he's got one insanity point, and you get two plus two experience points for that. And then for a new Freeman, he managed to steal the Saint's silver and get away with it during this episode, which is
I also
want
to fight.
And you want to
convince the guard.
Yeah,
I
so
fight.
For
you had murdered someone.
I had some good rolls.
So what I'm giving you is you're actually going to get plus three experience points, and and you're going to get a wait, what is this? Oh, you're going to get an inspiration die. So the three of you, Wilton, Anu, and Edgar, you stand in the town square as people are fleeing in all directions. A loud horn sounds from the north side of town. And as the fourth peal of the horn begins, it's cut off immediately. The horns are a signal for danger. Flames are erupting from the newly constructed keep of the Gilmore family to the north. You can check your maps to see more about this. Above the houses and the keep, you can see the smoke and flames licking high into the air from the fully engulfed northern guard towers. The pair of guards holding Daigle by his wrists pull their swords and circle back to back in confusion, looking for immediate threats. Flames are appearing on all sides of the town as smoke rises into the air, followed by the screaming of men, women, and children being burned alive in their homes. Along with their shrieking is an odd, inhuman noise. Perhaps it is the shrieking of those being burnt, for it is something you may not have heard before. But perhaps it is something else entirely. So we're going to start with Daigle.
Okay.
Daigle, the guards are just, their eyes are darting around. They're obviously freaked out. It's like they have paranoia and red anger in the guard's eyes as he turns to you and says, "I know you were close to the Gilmores. You were allowed in the grounds. Convince me right now that you have no part in this." And he points his sword tip to your chest.
Every man, sir, they have their sins. They have no part in which everyone is guilty on their own. Forgive them just as much as... The court is forgiving these men that are burning. I forgive them as well.
Okay, go ahead and roll a 2d20s. You're going to get disadvantage on this roll.
He's dead. He's got
and
more.
This is going to be a... I don't even know what this is. This is just a charisma roll.
20.
Okay. Two D20s, right?
So the 10, so it'd be that's 10 passing. Minus 1. Oh, yeah. You get 10. Okay, dude. So the other guard, the other guard who's not, like, pointing his sword at you, he says, "You've got bigger fish to fry right here, man. Come on, let's get back to the tower. This little shit doesn't know anything." And the guy just shoves you rudely to the ground, and they both just start storming off towards the burning keep.
Question, is he still handcuffed?
And is he being pulled? Is he being pulled along, or is he just on the ground?
He actually wasn't tied up. He was just being
okay.
Yanked.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, he's got, you know what? The fucking manacles are still on him. I remember they slapped manacles on him.
Okay, yeah.
Free me. Free me. You sons of bitches fucking free me there. Come on. I know you have the will to do it. You just can fucking, it's easy.
Okay, I just need to know that details.
So I'm going to do a percentile. Back. High or low? High or low?
Low.
For a daigle, high or low?
Low. Roll a d6.
Okay, that's below 50, so that's low. So as you make that call, "Free me, fucking free me," the guard turns around and he throws a ring of keys out to you, which lands on the ground at your feet.
Every man deserves a second chance, there.
Always a speech with this motherfucker.
Yeah. Okay, so you guys are standing in the square. Chaos is, like, ensuing throughout the town now. I would go ahead and look at your map and decide, like, you know, where you want to go, what you want to do. You're in the town square. You guys are all there. So basically, you guys are more in the center of town square, and he's basically towards the north side of town square. But you guys are, like, near each other. You saw this whole thing happen with the guards.
I remember there. Because we're like son of a bitch, and that's where it, like, left off pretty much. Okay,
so we're like right up against the keep then.
You guys are
somewhat.
Well, that's the lower end of the keep, and it's basically
the bottom left hand corner of it.
Can we
at
see
least,
Daigle?
I'm looking at
is
it vertically,
so. Or is he like far enough where we can't see him?
You can
is
see
he
Daigle.
In the? Oh, so he's not in the keep yet.
He's not in the keep.
No,
yet.
He's north of the keep.
He's like at the top. He's at the top of town square, pretty much.
I was
right?
Like, yeah. So you can see me
next to the end.
I'm just unlocking myself.
Hold on! The opening is to the south, so it's not. Yeah, the opening's to the south. At least from the picture, it's opening's to the south. So we're looking to the west, and we see him. Correct.
Yes, you're looking to the northwest, and you see him. He's at the northwest quarter of this town square.
He's not inside. He's outside.
I'm saying, like, look at the town square. He's in the northwest corner of the town
right
square.
He's right there towards the edge of it.
Okay, next to the X. Next to the X you made. Okay.
Near the X, yeah. And that X right there is an unfinished guard tower.
Okay, dope.
But he's on the outside. Yeah, you guys see that so all this stuff is basically, like, scaffolding and stuff, like this red curly mark.
Dopey.
And around, like, the back, everything is aflame. The keep is aflame, and the flame is slowly spreading towards the front, towards the construction. It's going south. The flames are running south across the construction. But you can also see that buildings to, like, east, west, south, there's fires showing up in different parts of town as well.
So, but he's got the
fucking
keys.
Fucking all my work, all
hold
my
on.
Goddamn
hold
construction
on.
Work is just on fire.
Do we observe that he has the keys?
I don't know. Daigle, I guess not. They fell in front of Daigle.
Yeah, they tossed him to him, but, like, he is, like, towards the thing. Everybody's probably fleeing away from the keep, right?
Yeah, you guys saw it. You guys saw him through the keep.
I'm unlocking myself, boys. I don't mind.
Who's up next? Who's next in rolls?
I don't know.
Open turn. It's like you guys have to make a decision on what you're gonna do. You're in a burning city.
I say we get Daigle and we head south down the orchard path and get the fuck out of this
Daigle
town.
Daigle was just yelling at us, motioning that he's unlocking himself. Like, we see him unlocking his cup.
Well, not necessarily. We're in the town square. Everybody's going nuts. It's up
he's
to the GM.
He's also in town. Yeah, but Nate said that he's in viewing point. We can see him, and he just turned around and yelled at us. Said he was. He's like, "I'm undoing whatever boys." Like, he's sitting there screaming at us.
I guess you see what you see right now, actually, is a bunch of people running through the square. You see Daigle, He was with the guards. The guards pushed him to the ground. They started running towards the keep through a part of the construction that isn't burnt down yet. They turn, threw the keys back. There's like children and women and stuff passing in front of Daigle. And he's yelling back to you guys as he stands up and begins unlocking his manacles.
What's he yelling?
Probably Daigle. He said what he's saying, but we're not going to be able to hear him through the muffled voice.
You guys, listen. Loud. Check it. We need to go grab Daigle.
And we need to go
down this fucking orchard path and get the fuck out of town before we get killed.
I choose to run to Daigle and help him with whatever he needs.
Damn it. We need to go to Daigle, but like Wilton was saying, we need, to get Daigle, and we need to find a path the fuck out of
here. Yeah.
I say south.
Go down the orchard path
so we can use the trees as cover.
But we gotta go fast, so we gotta
grab him now.
Towards my hideout. That at least has some supplies. Okay.
Is that south?
Daigle's in trouble. We gotta go at least somewhere. Oh. Motherfucker, we gotta get him. Where are we going?
Wilton, you said.
Into the woods. We gotta go at least somewhere. We gotta get to my fucking place.
Let's go.
I think I'm the only one who fucking lives out there. Let's fucking go. I'm the only one who has that shit. We gotta get out. We gotta get Daigle out.
I will, so let me set the tone before this starts, I guess.
Yeah, sorry. Sorry.
This is your last time probably to do anything that has to do with this town. So if there's any loose ends or anything like that, you'll check up on them now. If there's anything you want to do, you take up on that now. You cannot enjoy the festival anymore.
I have a question.
I go to the street hustler again.
Wait. I have a question.
One more game.
Okay, what's your question, Mike?
Joe killed the guy he had questions for, right? He's not alive anymore.
Yeah, everything with me is settled. I am in a corner right now. I'm just muttering and like my eyes are facing back
no
and forth.
One left
like, I'm collecting everything that's going on.
Nate, as far as we know, there's no one left that has Joe's information, right? Because he killed them.
No, we got the information. I murdered the guy. He admitted to it. I strangled him to death.
So, I agree. I agree with fucking Dish Digger over here. I forgot his name. Sorry.
Casey, go ahead and reset what you said because I couldn't hear. Do it again.
All right. You guys, check it. Okay, so this shit's going to fucking hell. We need to go grab, what's his name? Fucking Daigle. We need to go grab Daigle. We need to go down the orchard path. We need to get the fuck out of town before the shit hits the fan because we need those trees for cover, man. So let's go grab that dumb motherfucker before he gets arrested again.
Fuck the orchard path. We're going to my place.
Your place is to the east, though, isn't it?
It's close. We can get there off the orchard. I know that.
Yeah,
Daigle's probably over here.
Conversation going, Daigle disappears.
Guys, what the fuck are you talking about? I'm right here. We gotta get the fuck out of the festival. We need to get the fucking out of here.
Okay, this is going on an instant. We're talking about it because we didn't know the backstory. We forgot. I'm sorry.
That's a fucking great plan. If I was fucking pointing out right there. But the guard just really nearly gave me the fucking key. So we need to get the fuck out of here. I don't know what's going down at this festival, but I can tell you right now. What's going on right now is it's not good for either of us.
So we're all drunk and this whole place is going to hell. Let's get the fuck out of here.
You hear a mighty, hideous shrieking. And following that, you hear the crack of something heavy against a skull, the thudding of a body to the ground, and then silence as people are paralyzed with fear in the square.
Bone crack, it's time to fucking go. Someone pick up the Irishman. We gotta go.
To your left, you see
also
a huge muscled man with the head of a boar, and he's wielding a large club, and he's shrieking out through the boar's head. He's covered in blood already, and behind him are a bunch of burning houses just outside the town square, and he rushes towards you.
God be damned, we can't do this.
I point in fear, I'm like, is that a pigatar?
With my finger shaking. Go ahead and make insanity rolls now. So we're gonna go ahead and at the sight of this hideous boar creature. Go ahead and roll a. You're gonna roll a d20, and you're gonna use your highest. You're gonna use intelligence, wisdom, or charisma, whichever is your highest bonus.
That's probably just a fucking deer.
Fuck. Two.
Oh, my shit didn't change on this.
You said the highest out of which ones, Nate? Sorry.
Your charisma, intelligence, or wisdom?
Okay. My charisma is +1.
I have +1 to charisma, and I'm 15.
Mine's 3.
Okay, 15. You succeed.
I fail.
It's not a very. Wilton, you succeed. Then let's get Daigle.
Oh, you don't need to know my other number.
That's already high enough. Yeah.
Nice. That's how good I am, you guys. I don't have to use my intelligence. I'm just that good.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So you get an insanity point. All right, guys. So now you and Joe each roll a d6.
Me and Joseph?
Yeah. Yeah, you guys each roll a d6.
We done fucked up. I also have a -1 to sanity anyways. Or a 1 to insanity.
I rolled a 6. Got 2
insanity points. Damn. We're about to die, guys.
Okay, so Edgar,
that's me.
Edgar Nolan blacks out. He blacks out and falls to the ground.
That makes sense, though. I'm already traumatized.
So now, Daigle, you just feel a hideous fear rise in you, like of this. You get 1 insanity point, and you feel fearful of this mutated or what you don't know what it is. Like it's hard to tell. It's like, is it a person wearing a mask? Is it a fucking pig headed person? Is it a demon, a god? What the fuck is this thing? So you just feel very fearful of it.
Are we rolling initiative?
Yes.
Which one?
Everybody roll a dexterity. It's going to be a dexterity roll for initiative. And, Edgar Nolan doesn't get a roll because he's knocked the fuck out. Okay, so we're gonna start off with Freeman. You are reacting to this thing. You've steeled yourself. You can feel like a resolve. Like you're just like, I'm gonna fucking meet this challenge. This does not scare me. As this creature erupts from the other side of the crowd, you guys heard the crack of a skull. You see a body laying on the ground. There's children. There's people running around. You see that Daigle is beginning to back off. There's fear in his eyes. And you can see Wilton is standing there with you, and Edgar has fallen to the ground. His eyes have rolled back in his head.
Okay, I run to scoop up Edgar, and I yell to Daigle, come on, we have to go. We can't stay here. We can't take that.
What the fuck is this? This is fucking madness, man.
Like, I'm not scared or anything. I'm able to move and shit.
You're petrified.
I grab Daigle by the arm and drag him with us.
Hold up.
So,
wait.
Freeman shouts, and what else do you do, Freeman? It's Freeman's turn, so.
I go to scoop up Joseph's character. I forgot his name. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Edgar.
And then I yell to,
what's your strength?
Daigle. Oh, my strength is, +2.
What's the number?
15.
Okay, yeah, you're able to just pick him up, dude. You're strong enough.
So I pick him up and I scream to Daigle, we gotta go! We can't stay here!
What the fuck is this? You're not gonna investigate? This could be one of us! This could be us right there!
Taking off then, Freeman?
This isn't a time to investigate! We gotta fucking go! Grab!
You're fucking mad, man!
Who's Casey? I'm sorry.
No, my bad. Wilton. I remember it by Milton Bradley. It's Wilton.
So, question, Freeman. You pick him up. You yell. Do you begin running away with him?
I'm running.
What direction are you heading in?
Where did the fucking boar show up?
He showed it up on the west side. The west side of town square.
Maybe
opposite of west where side. You can encounter. West side of
the square. Yep. I mean, you can cut north, south, or east.
I'm gonna go east to the orchards, kind of trying to get to my place.
The orchards are south. East would be towards your place.
I'm going east towards my place because the way it looks like there's lines. So I thought it was orchards all the way down. So that's what I thought because I thought all the lines were orchards.
Yeah, this town, basically what they do is they have these orchards set up around the town square so the rich folk don't have to look at the squalor when they go to the town square.
Yeah, I figured all the lines were orchards, so whether you go south, east, or north, as long as somewhat to the east, it's all orchards, right?
So you go to the east, and then you take the north fork of that trail, and that'll lead you outside of town, and that's like off screen is where your hideout is.
Oh, yeah, so that's the way I go. I'm going to my hideout because that's what I know is home.
You obviously don't get very far right now during your turn because you're carrying a whole man. Okay, so Wilton.
Daigle, we got to get the fuck out of here. We got to go. Wilton. We got to go follow our boys so we don't lose them. You coming or what? Matthew.
I can't fucking think right now, man.
Okay. I grab that motherfucker by the arm and drag him with me.
I think we gotta go. Let's get the fuck out of here. This shit's mad, man. Let's get the fuck out. I've come to my senses. I'm fucking done. Oh, if we live, I'll never take a drop of alcohol in my life, man. Let's get the fuck out of here. Let's just fucking go. I swear.
I start dragging him. And heading towards the direction of Newman.
Okay, it's Daigle's turn. Oh, so you guys...
Wait, do I have to roll for anything for dragging him or anything? Like pulling him by the arm or anything? Or is he's on
his feet? Not if he's willing to go with you. So Wilton attempts to grab you and run off. Do you allow him to grab you?
I do, if that's faster.
Oh, no. It doesn't matter.
No, is it my turn? I brush his hand off. Okay. And I pick myself up, and I'm not faster on my feet, if you don't mind.
So I'm sorry, but the way that the turns work, though, is that, like, so Wilton has a decision to make when you push him away. Do you just run after he decides not to let you grab him? Do you just run, or what do you do?
I grab his arm again, or are you talking to Matthew? Or sorry.
I'm talking to you. Talking to you. It's still your turn.
Okay. It's still my turn?
Yeah, because you said you were going to try to grab him and run away, so if he's not going to let you grab him, then...
Well, gotcha, I'll let him grab me if I can run.
Can I run with him? I grab his ass again.
I run with him. If that's
okay, sweet.
Not dragging. Yeah, I run with him.
Oh, no. That's what it was, Matthew. I was just pulling you by the arm.
I thought I was down. Sorry. Yeah.
No.
I run with you.
Okay, so Wilton and Daigle turn and begin to run as well, and they quickly outpace you, Freeman. They're running past you now. They're ahead of you. So you guys are running, and as you look back, you can see that the pig creature is running up towards you. There's a guard who comes up from the south portion, like from the orchard way, and begins running towards the pig creature. They go into a skirmish. The pig swings at it, and.
Motherfucker.
Oh, and it fucking just cracks the guard in the head, and his helmet goes flying to the east up the road like a baseball, and then just rolls up the road.
Like a baseball?
You can try to catch it. Yeah, go ahead, roll a dexterity.
I'm gonna catch it like a baseball. Hopefully, he signed it before I caught it, but you know,
you fucking
he probably didn't sign it. I'm not like a super fan or anything, you know, because I rolled an 18.
Oh my god, okay, perfect. What's your dexterity mod? Doesn't matter, you catch the fucking helmet. Okay, you catch a dented, bloody Gilmore's Guard helmet.
Hell yeah.
You have that in your possession now.
If you can
manage to get it on your head,
Matt,
like hopefully it's not too crushed, then you get +1 to your AC. Your armor class.
You know what? I'm actually gonna give it to Mike because he's the knight here.
You're gonna chuck it back to him. You're catching. You
wait, Matt. No, don't chuck it. Wait, Matt. Don't
until we get to the keep.
Yeah, because he's carrying Edgar, so you can't be throwing fucking helmets to him.
You're not near me. You're not near me.
You guys are okay. You guys, let me set the scene because I think you guys are not imagining this in your head very well. You guys can only move about 30 feet at like full speed when you're using your move during your turn. So basically what happened, you're moving at half speed. They're about 15 feet ahead of you. You guys are very close to each other. They're going to outpace you. So like as you guys are running turn by turn, they're going to get further and further from you. But
so about arm stretch away, like not very far.
Well, Matt caught the helmet.
Daigle catches it. Holy shit, I can't believe you caught that.
Yeah, right in front of you.
Holy shit, I can't believe you caught that. I'm guessing he turns to throw it to me.
I tell you that. Well, you know, I'm one hell of an outstretched player if you want a
real throw. Like, it's like
hold on, I need to hear what he's saying, Joe.
That's kind of gross. You know, I think it fits you better. Go ahead and
fucking keep it, dude.
How it looks that.
I'll change with you later.
You look a lot better in armor, I'll just tell you that.
Well, I fucking know I look a lot better.
Yeah, it's Freeman's turn actually now. The pig monster is still in pursuit, stomping the ground and running up towards you. It's getting very close.
Around how many yards away?
Oh, it's not even yards away. It's about 10 feet away from you.
Oh, fuck that.
Jesus
Christ. It's right on your fucking tail.
Okay. It's like, oh, shit. Wake up. I give him a slap. Okay. I give him a slap, but like a quick slap. And if this quick slap doesn't work, I'm going to drop him.
Okay. Yeah. So all right. So you give him a smack.
Oh, shit. Come on. Edgar, go.
Roll a constitution, yeah. Edgar.
Constitution of what, D20?
D20 and then plus your constitution modifier.
Come on. Don't fuck with me.
Come on, Edgar.
18. Ooh! And my constitution's plus
Edgar,
zero.
Yes.
You return to consciousness in your friend's arms.
You cold fuck. Ugh.
I
What's
get
going
one
on?
Extra slap
Holy
on
shit,
him.
Pig fucker.
Edgar, I grab his face. Edgar, we gotta go. Let's go. Run.
And you hear, and in the background, you hear, and you see the giant pig monster right behind you.
What the fuck is that?
Ouch! Run! Go! Oh shit! No!
Roll initiative, Edgar. That's gonna be a dexterity roll.
Also a 20.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck.
This is just going to put you into the turn order. So what's your dexterity modifier?
My dexterity is a -2, and that was a 10.
Okay, so you're going to go after Wilton then. So,
I'm behind Wilton. All right. Holy pig fucker.
Well, Wilton's ahead of you, but you're going to go after him in the turn
yeah,
order.
Yeah, yeah, and the next in the – okay. Yeah.
Okay, let me see. Yeah, this is Edgar. Okay, sweet. Wilton's turn.
Wilton, oh, you sexy little master, Wilton. I'm still running, right?
Yeah, if you want to, you're doing whatever you want. You know that the creature is closing in on Freeman. It's right behind him.
Yeah, nothing I can do about that.
You hear Edgar shout. He's awake now.
Yeah, not my problem. They had the pig not been right behind him, I was going to go back and help him carry him, but he's awake now. So anyway, well, I'm just going to continue still running with Daigle because I don't know where the fuck I'm going and he's my guide,
I'm
basically, so I don't...
I'm awake now.
You've been awake, haven't you?
Yeah,
you've been running with me.
Yeah.
You've been running with me this whole time, Matthew.
Yeah.
And you caught a thing. Yeah, so I just continue basically running with Daigle. That's my turn.
Since you guys are going to run together, I'm going to have Wilton and Daigle be on the same initiative. So, Daigle, what do you do? We'll have you go before Edgar. That'll make sense.
I say, we gotta fucking do something.
Sorry.
There's a fucking bug going on, man. We gotta fucking do something. It's not fair. It's not fair that people are gonna take all the juice. And then I grab Bone Craig, and I say, listen, Wilton, okay, believe me. We gotta fucking do something about this shit.
Okay. So you're trying to run? Daigle's trying to hold you back right now.
I smack Daigle in the face and continue my run.
Oh my God.
I still have my letter opener, don't I? Yeah. I say,
what, are you going to stab me, you bastard?
No. I say, this boar man, I want to tell Wilton. I say, Wilton, remember the boar fights. Remember the bull fights that they do. You know the kind of shit that they do in Coliseums kind of thing? Dude, okay, we got this. We got this, man.
Yeah, okay, I can't afford to go to no fucking Coliseum.
I will try to lucidly dodge the bull, man, and I will stab him in the eye. And if I fail, remember who I was. Oh. An alcoholic scumbag that hated his family.
Oh, so you're going to turn around?
I turn around. There has to be a hero to the story. God damn it! I die doing it. I grab Wilton by the shoulder and I say,
"Oh my gosh,
I'm not gonna die alone."
Oh no!
Jesus!
Today you will, son.
This boar man. I say.
You don't have that much time to say all the things that you've said.
you can't. This isn't an anime. You don't have 30 minutes to say what happens in 2 seconds.
I say, we got to... Okay, fine. Then I say, we got to fucking save our friends. There's no way out of this. We got to just... We can't let them be gored. And by the way, if we all gang up on him, we can fucking kill this guy. So I say, I turn around with my letter opener in my hand.
Pulls out his lever opener, a gleaming silver knife.
Hey, you son of a bitch. Is there some way we can come to an agreement?
He's far away. I mean, me and Joseph are before that.
Well, he's about ten feet from us. He's not super Nate, far.
You see, 15 feet. Bitch?
Dungeon
is
Daddy, can I guess?
We can make
can
a trade.
Hold on.
Can I get a question about this? This light. How far ahead of are me and Daigle from Edgar?
You guys are 15 feet away. From Edgar, unless you're, I mean, if you're using your turn to run, then you're going to be 45 feet away from Edgar. Like, if you keep going, if you get away from Daigle or whatever, you know, because you have to make it a
well, I'm, whether well, yeah, that's why I'm trying to figure out how far everyone, like, how far is the pig, and the pig guy's just only 10 feet behind them.
He's 25 feet from you because he's 10 feet behind them.
Okay, so like 10 yards. Yeah. So I thought it was 10 feet. It was 10 yards.
Okay,
well, 10 yards would be 100 feet.
Stay with me,
you guys are like,
stay with me, Will.
Yeah,
3 yards. 3 yards, sorry.
Two, my bad.
Stay with me.
Oh, no, it's 30 feet. You're right. Never mind. Sorry.
I yell. Sorry, I yell.
Okay. Confused.
What will you. Is there any democracy within this?
I grab Matthew by the arm.
There's no time for democracy.
I grab Matthew by the arm and try to continue to keep him running.
I push Will Knoffby, and I hold steady with my letter opener straight in hand.
Okay, Wilton, basically, you're going to decide whether you stay with him or you're going to use a strength roll to try to escape his grasp.
Okay, I'm not very strong, so...
Shit, I guess I'm staying. Fuck.
Okay. I'm escaping your grasp.
You're going to be charismatic with a berserk creature that we don't even know actually is man or beast, honestly.
It's not part of us.
It doesn't show any sign of having understood or heard what you said.
This man is
obviously doesn't have humanity. Did you see the children burning?
He's not conscious.
Just for me and you, we saw him rip a head off.
Oh fuck!
Not you guys, asshole.
He knocked the head off like a fucking baseball.
My head was knocked out. The last thing I seen were children burning.
Is it too late to run?
So are you standing your ground? What are you doing?
Can I distract him, actually? Can I actually distract him for a second?
You've already taken two actions. You're done.
Okay, so I'm done.
Alrighty. So now Wilton,
it's me? Okay. I grab Matthew's arm and I try to pull him away.
Okay. So now it's strength versus strength. Both of you guys do strength rolls.
It's 20s. Daigle. It's Daigle, Casey.
Oh, Daigle, sorry. My bad, sorry. My apologies.
15!
He definitely pulls me away.
Yeah, he makes a piece of paper. He takes you just about off your feet, and you guys... you guys... That's hilarious. You guys get another 15 feet away because it's basically like you're dragging him. So you drag him another 15 feet away to the east, and it is Edgar's turn.
I try as I'm running. Can I look and examine the boar head to see whether it's like whether he's truly like part beast or whether he's wearing the head of a boar on him?
Absolutely.
Is there any like perception?
Yes.
Okay.
So roll a wisdom. It'd be wisdom.
Is that well, and then running?
My wisdom's minus one.
11?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, all right, yeah. So you can tell that this is the head of a boar like placed upon a man's body. It's not part of him.
So now that it's been rationalized, I was just trying to see because I have animal handling, and if he was truly part fucking boar, I was just like, I am completely in the dark because now my strategy is gone because I tried to see if it was that kind of situation. It's a man wearing a fucking trophy on his head, pretty much. So now, yeah, we're fucked. This guy is just, he is a fucking beast of a man. Fuck. All right, so I'm like,
what do you do?
Yeah, I turn to Freeman and I'm like, that is clearly a boar's head on top of a man's body. There was no reasoning with this. This is a man on a berserk killing spree. We need to lose sight of him. We need to find coverage. And I
can't believe he could talk so calmly. Oh my god!
because now we can rationalize it. Because now I know for a fact that this is not a poor. This is not a Bortar. Okay. It's not a pig man. It is a man disguised.
It's a man pig.
So now I'm going to switch my turn over to to Freeman because I was really winging that fucking whole animal handling thing. But now that my suspicions are half right, I didn't have a fucking strategy for if I figured out it really was a man. So I only had a strategy for if it was actually a beast. I'm turning my turn. I'm going to keep running behind Freeman because we're going to his keep. Unless he has traps set up, I think we're fucked.
Yeah.
Like, I have a dull iron knife and a fucking, and a chain from a dead cultist. There's nothing I can do that I can think of. I told Freeman the information that I just said, and then I'm leaving my turn.
I heard you.
Yeah, I'm just saying that I just gave you the information because what he just said is only acknowledged to, my perception. So, yeah.
All right, gentlemen. So,
is it my turn?
Concluding Edgar's turn. So Edgar is able to run out of a little further away, and it's the pig's turn. And the pig man, he catches up to Freeman, who's the last person back there. And so he comes up behind you. You hear a loud shriek. And then there's a huge swish of air as...
Yeah, no!
Oh, shit. Okay.
Shit.
Yeah, so the club comes straight down onto Anu's body and just crushes his head into his torso and flattens him against the ground completely dead.
No, you got Glind!
A lifeless corpse.
Oh, that sucks. No saving rolls.
He's there with all... No, no saving rolls. He got a critical hit on you.
There's no way he can use his whatever die, huh? No.
What?
No.
Damn.
Okay, well, I'm dead.
So you hear a monstrous shriek. You see your friend crushed to the ground by the blow from this vicious creature. And you can see that it sees other people running around in different directions, and it just turns its head... And it goes straight towards a little boy who's like cowering underneath one of the market stalls. It just starts running towards him and reaching out a hand and holding his club up in the air. That's what you guys see.
Fuck that kid. Let's get out of here.
Said Casey as he was trying to hurry up to the podcast.
Wilted.
That's tough.
It's my turn. Yeah.
Nope. I abandon that kid. I continue running. Thank you, fuck.
Well, Daigle's turn.
Oh, sorry.
So we lost.
What is the chance of me to run by that kid and grab the kid and grab the club?
Go try it.
And maybe
club.
Hold it.
Nate's like, I can tell you. You have no arm.
And like defend against that charge.
Hold.
Is
what?
He charging? How is he running? Is he running like a
dude?
Like a bull?
He's like,
or is
he's
he
like this.
Like a,
he's like this. He's like hunched over. And he's running kind of like clumsily, and he's just like got his arm reached out. He's kind of like this.
Can I spear him? Is there any way I can spear him?
He's not looking at you right now. He's not even like aware of you. His attention's caught by this child.
So I might get an advantage strike. If I run and tackle him, I might get an advantage then, right?
If I can run and tackle him,
I hold out my letter opener, okay, and I aim it for his eyes. But I want to run and get an advantage strike. I want to an unaware.
His eyes
I want to get
and his head are inside of this mask. You actually can't even like mask? See his eyes really.
Oh shit! Or so we might.
Well,
we
might I guess you didn't really hear it, but
no,
we
might get an advantage
he's
strike. He's only tunnel vision. He doesn't have.
I'm not saying anything about that. I'm just saying if you're going for his eyes, you can't see his eyes.
You can't. His face
he has
is
no
shielded.
Peripherals. He has no peripherals. He only has tunnel vision. That means. If we tackle him, his mask won't land perfectly in his eyes. If we tackle him, his mask is going to move. He won't see us coming. So I go to spear the gentleman, take my letter opener, and I want to fucking stab it into his kidney. stab into my his kidney. So I'm going to what do I roll for to tackle him first off? A D20?
Yeah, you're gonna roll a D20 for attack. Go ahead and roll two D20s. You are gonna get advantage for this strike.
Oh shit. I already rolled one and then so I'll just roll another one.
Yeah, roll another one.
That's so gay.
And then that's gonna be a Okay, and then
I'm super progressive, but that's pretty gay.
Okay, now add your dexterity modifier because you're using
my dexterity's plus one, so I have I have a 13. I have a 13.
Oh, you've got an 11. man, so okay. What happens is you try to stab him in the kidney, and you basically just cut through the back of his shirt, and it misses his flesh.
Does it distract him enough? Can I call out? Get this guy! Tackle him! Why are you all running, prodding around? Attack this guy! Can I still do it?
Yeah, you while can. You can still ground? Yell that. Sure.
Like yelling you're out, trying out you're trying to my I say, spear this man! Tackle him down. Can I just yell that as I fucked up my I fucked up say get this man tackle him.
Oh wait, yeah, it's like word. Yeah,
like the RNG in like online roles are so terrible.
Wait, what? Oh, with that
the random but number generation.
Can I yell that, and then is it enough for anyone to hear them for their turn to be next, or is it his turn absolutely after mine?
So, yeah, it would be his turn after yours.
Okay. So, fuck. I fucked
Wait,
up.
Wait, hopefully is he not in the same him. Initiative as Wilton? Can Wilton, or is Wilton's turn after his?
Wilton.
Because maybe Wilton can distract him.
It's not. Yeah, it's not Wilton's turn next.
Wilton's not willing to do this.
Wilton's not willing to lose his life.
Wilton's not.
He's trying to take down the government. He can't do that if he's dead.
So both of you guys, go ahead and roll wisdom rolls. Like this is going to be a Wilton and Edgar roll wisdom rolls with disadvantage because there's a lot of chaos going on out here.
20.
Seeing if you can see it.
2d20s.
20.
Yeah. Oh, see if you hear your friend yell.
Fuck. 18. I got 15 and one. I got a plus one.
I feel like the RNG in online rolls are so.
Edgar, would you roll? Bad. We need two D20s from you.
Oh, was I supposed to do two?
Yeah.
Oh shit! My bad.
Okay.
Oh,
yeah, I think I rolled three.
I just rolled three.
So how come RNG online rolls are always under 10?
It's not. A lot of people have gotten good rolls here. You get fuck. So yeah, Wilton, here's the shouting. Here's Daigle shout for people to stand their ground, essentially, against this creature. But you did not.
Okay. But
was
straight for superintendent.
And now it's the pig man's turn. So the pig creature, he doesn't turn around and notice you. He reaches underneath the table. He grabs the child, picks him up in the air, just like a teddy bear.
Oh, shit.
And holds it in front of his head, and then bashes it with the club, and just a spray of blood just flies all over the market stall.
That's not funny.
And the
your sanity.
the child's body just ragdolls against the cobblestones and lays there. And go ahead and roll an insanity roll.
God damn.
For seeing this child crush. No, you guys don't see it. You guys are way, way away from this.
Oh,
okay.
Dagle does. First.
Oh, six. A six?
Oh, I don't see your score. Oh.
Was it a six?
Oh, was it me?
No, roll a d20. Roll a d20, and then you're going to add either your whichever is higher between your charisma, intelligence, or wisdom.
Oh, I guess it doesn't matter at that one.
Yeah, it does not matter. Okay, dude. Yeah, you.
Yeah. I'm used to seeing a lot of sin.
You think that you're like you think this is bad? I used to have to do a sin eater for a guy who used to eat babies.
He used to fucking eat babies before. I used to work for him, whatever. You know,
to put it in perspective. He's seen like his whole family murdered and shit. Their village. So.
Oh yeah. Yes. No, that's yes. Nothing. Nice.
Yes.
Okay, so that happens, and it's Wilton's turn.
I continue my run.
Okay, so you guys are out of. So now Wilton, if Edgar continues running too, then both of you guys are out of initiative. You guys can just keep running until you're out of town.
Okay.
Okay.
Daigle, you better
Daigle's turn.
Daigle, you better just keep running. There's no saving anything here.
That just happened.
What? Are you still laughing about the kid dying and it's like, so that happened?
But it was nothing. Okay, I take off running. I take off running. There's nothing I can do.
There's nothing that we can. I want to avenge Freeman's death as much as the next person, but we have negative experience.
As you guys begin running upon the eastern road, heading outwards through town, you can see that the orchard closest to the fish farms is entirely alight. You can see that some of the hovels in the eastern section of town are burning. There are figures running between them. And you can see that the sloppy sister is entirely engulfed in flame. And there are heads on stakes out in front of the bar.
I'm sorry, we circled back around to the town again?
Oh, you guys haven't even gotten out of town yet.
Oh, I thought we were
not out of town yet. No way.
Oh, shit.
Oh, okay. Oh, I'll tell you when you're out of town. But
yeah, I'll tell you when you're fucking safe.
So you guys now mixing with the smell of smoke and burning houses and burning flesh in the air is also the smell of nasty fish water as you get closer to the fish farm ponds connected to the brook that runs along the east side of Gilmore's Keep.
I don't know where Orville's fish hatchery.
You are. So yeah, as you approach that side of town, you can see that coming down from the northwest part of town, following a trail of flame, and on the other side of the fish pond, you can see that there are some of the pig-headed men. There's three of them across the water from you. And they seem to be putting together some sort of contraption. They are they're putting wooden beams and poles together, and who knows what they're making.
It's a fucking pig occult. It's like a catapult, but it's a pig occult. For sure. Whose turn is it?
It's an open turn. There's no combat right now.
Can I look around for any type of like stray horses or something? Maybe I can get my animal fondling going.
Yeah, go ahead and do a dexterity check. Or a wisdom check, sorry.
I also got plus two animal handling, but that's not 15 and wisdom.
I
kinda
wanna build camp because we've been trekking for a minute, so I kinda wanna set
up. We're still in town, Matthew. We can't build a camp.
We're still running. I thought
we were outside of camp.
I just described you guys being in town.
My bad.
We were running out of town. We were running towards his thing, but I guess we never actually made it out of town yet.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
You guys had ran a total of like 60 feet away from town square during that.
Which is why we still seen a kid and why you were able to yell whatever. I was confused about it too because for some reason, in my head, we jumped the whole step because we ran towards the forest, but we never actually got into the forest.
Okay, gotcha.
I rolled
It's hard to imagine, but when you're in a turn, basically the farthest somebody can move is if they do a double move action is 60
feet. Like Matthew, Divinity.
Running.
Like Divinity, we can only move so fucking far. We don't make it very far out of the fucking battlefield.
Time is slowed
down. No, I was just saying, Matthew, I was the same way. That's why I just asked Nate about it because I thought we did a circle back into town because I didn't think. But it is like Divinity. Right. Where we're doing tactical moves out of town, pretty much. Like how you move that fucking dragon into town on Divinity.
Yes. So,
Matthew murdered him.
What do you do?
So I'm looking for any type of horses, and I rolled a 15.
Plus your wisdom score?
Wisdom is minus one. The minus 14? One. Yeah.
Okay. And, all right, so you can see that there is a horse that is wading through the brook. It's also escaping town right now.
Oh, damn. Can I catch up to it and use my animal handling skills to calm it down?
Yeah, you want to make a beeline towards it then?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're gonna run up this like northeastern road to try to get to it where it's crossing the brook.
Okay.
Okay, sure. So you guys see him running off to do that. We'll get to you in just a moment. We have to see where everybody's moving all at the same time.
All right.
Does anybody else want to do any checks about your surrounding? Are you
can I check the surroundings for like any like weapons or anything I can use, like something to, you know, of that sort?
Yeah, do a wisdom roll, my friend.
Alrighty.
And then can I also check to see if anyone's following us?
Absolutely.
16.
Okay. Plus your wisdom score.
It's a 9 with a minus 1.
All right, so that'll be a 15.
And I just got a 7.
Okay, so Daigle, you actually, I mean, you see people are scattering in a lot of directions. There doesn't seem to be anybody moving in your guys' direction, though. So you can definitely see that much.
Dope.
Wilton, you can see that there is a, you can see there's a dead guard on the ground here. He's bunched up against one of these buildings that has not been set aflame. You can see that his eyes have been torn out from his skull and that his rib cage is crushed.
Stomp his ass and fucking grab his loot.
There's a short sword. There's a short sword on his hip.
Hell yeah.
Nice.
Looks like he wasn't even able to draw his weapon before this happened to him.
This is a pussy.
Can I tell Wilton, you know.
Can I loot his body?
Like, yeah,
his armor and everything?
That'll take a while to get the armor off of his body. It'll take about 10, 15 minutes.
Can I just do a quick loot then?
Can I tell Wilton? I've never been. I've always been trained at a man at arms. I don't roll well with a full set of armor on, but with a sword, I'm very handy.
You're not getting my sword. Around. Get the fuck out of my way. I loot his body.
My finesse is no other.
You have Daigle over your shoulder trying to convince you to give the shit that you're taking, and you take the short sword, and you find a small pouch that has 2 silver pieces in it.
Nice,
oh, lucky you.
Nice, nice, nice.
And other than that, I mean, he has a scabbard, he has a leather belt. Those are like the only things you'd be able to get off in this short amount of time, you know.
Yeah, whatever I could take, man. I want to take it.
All right, yeah. So you get a sword, leather sheath, belt, and a 2 silver.
He's like, I don't care, man. It's like, yeah, dude, just fucking whatever. I can get off, just fucking strap it to my body.
as you guys are looting this corpse up against the wall, you see I don't know why I want to say that that Biff is a red-haired butcher. Are you a ginger? Oh, Biff?
The butcher.
Oh, it's Mike.
What?
Okay, so you guys see off to your left, there is a raised porch in front of one of the unburnt houses, and you see a figure crawl out from underneath it, and it is a familiar face, actually, Biff the Butcher. You saw him at the festival earlier today, and he's also just well-known around the town for being a butcher. He's a little bit of an asshole, but he looks at you guys.
Big dick.
You got so yeah, Biff. You see them looting a guard, and you see Daigle trying to argue with.
Before we continue, can we pause real quick?
Too soon.
Nate, can you tell me everything that I got? You said the sword, the belt, and then what else?
A sheath for the sword.
I'm sure. Obviously, okay. You're not wearing it, but whatever.
What was that last thing you said, Nate?
Silver.
A shirt.
Oh, and 2 silver. I got everything. I just wanted to make sure I had it all.
Okay. You don't, because you're not wearing the shirt.
All right. Here's your appearance, Biff. You're crawling out from under this porch because you see some familiar faces.
Who do I recognize?
You definitely recognize Wilton because he probably comes to your butcher shop to get meat for his family quite often. And you know Wilton and Wilton's father, probably, the Bone Crags.
Yeah,
his dad's name's Bone Crags.
And I think you probably know Edgar, too. Why not?
So,
yeah.
Daigle doesn't know a whole lot of the common folk in town, which is the reason why I don't think he would know Daigle.
Well, holy shit, Wilton, I can't believe I met you guys. It's so nice to see you.
I love the voice.
fucking Biff, is that you?
Character.
Well, goddamn, you know it's me. Oh my god, I can't believe I escaped that shit. Do you see what's going on in there?
I do is get the fuck out of here.
Well, hell yeah, man.
Love it. All right. So at this time, about this time, as Biff's like comes up, he's joining the party. Edgar, you have caught up to the horse in the water, and go ahead and make an animal handle check. This is gonna be this. You can tell this horse is very freaked out, you know. And there's actually blood on the saddle. The horse has a saddle. You can tell it's one from the Gilmore stable, and there's blood all over the saddle.
Its owner was molested and raped and killed in front
of So I have plus two animal handling. What do I roll?
Just roll a d20 and add your plus two.
Okay. 10 plus two.
All right, we're gonna go high or low on this.
I love this guy, Biff. I love him.
High or low, my friend.
Wait, high or low for? I'm sorry. What was it?
Just
pick high or low.
Low.
Okay, that's high. So the horse freaks out. It's kicking in the water, and as a stable boy, you probably know it's dangerous to approach any closer.
Yeah. So I just put my hands over my mouth. I'm like, I put my hands over. Fuck you, Saint fucker. So there's no way that I'm going to be able to calm this horse.
It doesn't look like under these circumstances. It would take more time to, you know, you'd probably have to take time.
Can I make another look around real quick just in case, see if there's any other horses around?
In your general area, there are no more horses.
Okay, then I'm just gonna party back up with these guys and try to re-strategize what we're doing.
You can see that in the fields out there. So basically, right here at the edge of the brook, right, you're looking out. There are some houses out in the farmland. It's just a bunch of rows and pastures, and this is area where like sheep would graze, and it's area where they grow like corn and wheat and whatnot for Gilmore's Keep, and some of the fields are on fire. All of the homesteads on this eastern section are on fire, the ones that are out in the field, the plantation houses. And you can see that there are some scattered goats in the field that are confused and running back and forth between the fires that have no idea where to go.
I guess I'm going to try to goat herd them out of there. Hey, by the way, when I was, I don't really know what to do here. Hold on. Actually,
shepherd about, I guess.
I thought you were a farmhand.
Anyways, when I was passed out, does that count as resting?
No.
Or
no, counts as great.
not even slightly. You fell to the ground. You feel more tired.
All right. I actually don't know. So the fires, whatever, I don't know. I guess I'm just going to circle back with these guys and be like, hey, we need to get out of town.
Okay.
So I'm just going to head back their way. I don't know if I'm going to make it back to them in one turn.
As you turn around, you can see that the pigs across the fish farm, you can see that they have like a torch or something that's lit on fire. And they appear to have put together a small... some sort of like wooden device. You may not have seen one of these before, so I probably wouldn't tell you just what it is, but it's some sort of big like wooden contraption, and you see it pull back and the whole thing swings around and it flings a clay pot that
I told you it was a pigapult.
And it goes off into this this eastern section of houses just below you guys, and it strikes one of the houses and burning oil pours over it.
Yeah, dude, it's fucking grease fires. They're using like oil and shit and fire and fuck. I don't know. We need to get the fuck out of this town, though. There's no point in staying here. That's what I'm gonna tell them. It's like I run up to them. I'm like, oh, thank God. Well, thank God, Wilton Daigle. Oh, shit, Biff, you're still alive? Oh, thank God. Okay, we need to get the fuck out of here. There was no saving this town. Those pig fucks have a pig unit, and they have some sort of pig hole. I have no idea what the fuck is going on. We need to get out of here.
I try
to
tame the horse. There's still fucking pigs.
I agree with Edgar. We've already lost Freeman. We don't need to lose anymore.
This is no time for idle chatter. We need to get the fuck out of here. There's nothing here for us. We have nothing. We need to move now before they realize we're still alive.
You hear a shrieking. You hear a shrieking to the south of you guys, amongst the burning eastern houses, you hear a trio of shrieks. Of pig shrieks.
And I just start continuing my run. Fuck you guys. If you want to stay, I'm out of here.
Fez, I'd like to stay in Chitter Chatter, but we need to get the Goose's fuck bitch. Out of here if we know what's good for us. They're not ready for us here. This town has nothing to offer us. Fuck the sloppy sister.
Daigle, take...
Oh, shit, Edgar! Daigle has it right. We gotta get the fuck out of Daigle, here. Can't take us to free...
shit. I start running.
Daigle, take us to free... Lead us to all Freeman's right. camp to see if we can carry... Gather any supplies so we can just skip town.
Yes, supplies there. I'll tell you that. Hey, everyone rounds to this man before he's passed away. Bless him all. If all I right, well, believe such a thing. But I'll lead you straight there. We'll go straight there. We'll try to figure out what the fuck
enough
is
of
going
the chitter chatter. We need to go now. There. We need to go, now.
We're going now. Let's go.
All right. As you guys.
Biff, you come with us, you son of a bitch.
What the fuck do you think I'm saying? I can't handle this shit.
Biff can't handle the fact that he once used to carve. He once was a man who carved the corpses of pigs, and now pigs are carving the corpses.
I like that.
The irony.
The irony.
So.
The irony.
Oh,
my right, mom told me this day would come, and here it is.
Okay,
you poor pigs are gonna fuck right back.
You guys right. begin you guys begin stomping through the water. It's a pretty shallow brook. It's only about knee deep. You guys get to the other side of the water, and you're in a field. A lot of the field is already burnt to the ground. There's a lot of heavy smoke in the air. It's like kind of difficult to see. It's a little difficult to breathe, but you can still see that there is like the eastern path that cuts through the farmland.
Nate, can I just say one thing? I'm not a pessimist, so I don't believe it's knee deep. I always believe it's knee high.
It's knee high, actually. Yeah.
But knee high, not I was
this
like.
This is a good time for some lightness. This is a good time for some lightness as your city burns to the ground.
I was making knee high. But in all seriousness, I'm sorry, I broke the chain.
As you
here.
Get onto the eastern path and begin running towards, running behind Daigle, following him to a news hideout. A clay pot falls behind you guys, spreading fiery oil, blocking your way back to town in an almost symbolic way as you leave behind everything that you've known, and it burns to the ground.